The Bank of Canada is pleased to provide the Canadian National Institute for the Blind with readers that could assist you in identifying the denomination of Canadian banknotes. The device reads only coded banknotes, that is, the series that portrays birds on the back. Old series, and therefore uncoded notes, are gradually being removed from circulation and replaced with a coded bird series, which the reader can identify. As of March 1990, nearly all $2 and $5 notes in circulation are of this coded design, and about 75% of the $10 banknotes are also coded. Therefore, when you receive change from a $20 note, the reader will be of assistance to you in identifying your change. A small number of $50 coded notes are now in circulation. New coded $100 notes are scheduled to be introduced in 1991 and $20 notes the year after in 1992. The reader will not read $1 notes, as they are uncoded. However, most $1 notes have already been removed from circulation and replaced by the $1 coin. It is anticipated that by 1994, nearly all banknotes in circulation will be coded and identifiable to the banknote reader. The reader is being provided at no cost to blind individuals and is being loaned to you by the CNIB for as long as you need it. When or if it is no longer useful to you, please return the reader to the CNIB National Office for distribution to others. Description. The top, or working area, of the reader is the large indented surface. The bottom is smooth. The reader has three operating controls. A push button to activate the voice is located at the center of the front edge. A two-position volume switch is located near one end of the front edge beside the phone jack, and a language selection switch is located on the inside wall of the battery compartment. The reader comes in a vinyl pouch to protect it from dust and moisture which could affect its operation. We suggest you keep the reader in the protective pouch when not in use. How to operate. 1. Lay the reader on a flat surface with the indented side up. 2. Insert a single banknote lengthwise under the top guide on each end of the reader. 3. Ensure that the note is lying flat and not protruding past the front edge. If the note is not properly inserted, the reader could give a wrong response. 4. Press the button to activate the voice. The reader is designed to recognize the printed code that is incorporated on both ends of the face of the bird series of notes. The reader passes light through the coded area of the note, allowing detectors to read the code, verify that it is the same code at both ends of the note, and to respond with the correct denomination. The note must lie flat and be fully inserted to read correctly. When you activate the device, you will hear one of the following. A. The dollar value of the banknote you have inserted in the reader. 2, 5, 10, etc. B. Cannot read, indicating one of the following situations. 1. The banknote is not a Bank of Canada coded note with a bird on the back. 2. The note is incorrectly or unevenly inserted. 3. The note is ripped or is otherwise in very poor condition. Or 4. There is something in the reader. C. Replace battery, indicating the battery is low. Replace it with any 9-volt battery. D. Out of order, indicating that electronic problems have caused the unit to be unable to read. If this message continues, try a new battery. If that doesn't help, the reader should be well wrapped, correct postage affixed, and mailed directly to the manufacturer. The full name and address is Brytec, Brytech, Box 8823, Ottawa, Ontario, postal code K1G3J2. The reader will be repaired and returned to you at no cost. Banknote readers which are lost or damaged due to obvious neglect may be replaced at the cost of the unit, $200. If a replacement is required, please provide a written explanation, care of Banknote Reader, CNIB National Office, 1931 Bayview Avenue, Toronto, Ontario, postal code M4G4C8. Important notes. Under certain conditions, the banknote reader may give a wrong reading. For example, if a note is improperly placed in the reader, if a note or piece of paper has marks in the same locations as the coding, or if the reader is used in strong artificial light or bright sunlight, which may confuse the detectors. The reader cannot distinguish between a genuine note and a counterfeit or photocopied note. Also, some uncoded notes can, on occasion, yield incorrect responses. For example, it is possible for an uncoded $20 note, which should read as cannot read, to say instead 50 or some other denomination. Although this should occur infrequently, we suggest that until all notes are coded, you insert them in two different directions by turning them over and thereby increase the probability of an accurate reading. The reader will assist you in sorting banknotes. However, it will not guarantee that a note being tested is genuine, nor is it 100% accurate in giving the cannot read message for notes or pieces of paper not intended to be read. Neither the Bank of Canada, Brytec, nor the CNIB will be held financially responsible for any loss incurred by anyone as a result of using the banknote reader. Your comments about the reader are welcomed. The address to mail them to is Bank of Canada, 234 Wellington Street, Ottawa, Ontario, postal code K1A0G9, Attention, Department of Banking Operations.